Now it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax.
I shall not feel good.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and it is Brain Injury Awareness Month here in March, and we have a very special guest with us, Dr. Krachunas. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
So before we get started, we're going to be talking concussion for the whole show today. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you practice? What do you do?
I'm an optometrist, and I practice up in Belmont, New Hampshire, and we have a practice where not only do I do general medical optometry and your traditional optometry, where we look at contact lenses and fitting for that. But we also do a lot of concussion management and treatment and vision therapy at our facility now.
That's excellent. Now, this is something that our community, especially in the central part of New Hampshire, has needed for so long. So thank you for being there and the opportunities that you are giving for people to have a holistic approach to healing.
Absolutely. And there's so much more that we know now about concussions and how to treat it. And it really is getting the word out there that we can do something about it now.
Well, let's start at the very beginning. What is a concussion and what are some of the signs and symptoms? How would somebody know that they have a concussion?
So a concussion is typically it's a brain injury, but it typically results in disruption in function. Oftentimes, if you go to the ER, they will look for signs and symptoms of a bleed in the brain, but that isn't necessarily a concussion because oftentimes you won't have any kind of bleeding in the brain following a head injury. So it really is an injury to the brain itself, and it's a functional injury. So some of the symptoms, like immediately on the sideline, for example, is like immediate headache, loss of memory. Sometimes you'll get a loss of consciousness, although that's not terribly common. Vomiting, balance issues, headaches, and where I come from and where I stand, a lot of vision-related problems, double vision, blurry vision, an inability to team or track objects and move your eyes around efficiently that can cause headaches, sensitivity to light.
There's so many symptoms, and you could have one or two or three or a lot of symptoms, and sometimes the symptoms don't come on right away.
Correct. So oftentimes you'll get some symptoms immediate. Oftentimes it could be 2 or 3 days before some of the symptomology starts showing up. It's more of I guess you could look at it as like a stress response or like a shock response. As soon as that shock wears off, now things start popping up.
Now, why should we care about concussions? Because I think growing up, especially in my decade, it was like, oh, it was just a ringer. You had your bell rung. It's no big deal. Brush it off. Keep going. Like, why should we act any differently than we did 20 years ago?
It's the second impact that is most problematic. And that's going to be the what's going to cause long-term damage down the road. So I equate it to having like rolling your ankle, that first injury may not, it's going to hurt. And until that ankle fully heals, it's going to be a lot easier to re-injure it. And that second injury can oftentimes do more damage than the initial one. And it doesn't take as much for it to do more damage. Same thing with the brain and concussions, where the initial injury, yes, it's going to have a big impact. You're going to have different biomarkers, different proteins that are released that can have long-term biochemical effects on the brain. But because the brain is injured, any other smaller injury could have an exacerbation of those proteins and produce a long-term effects.
So that's why we need to make sure that kids are taken off the field when a concussion is suspected, so that that second impact is potentially prevented.
Absolutely. And it's more important to rest and sit for the rest of the game than to lose an entire season or an entire year in school.
Now, how important is baseline testing?
Baseline testing is very important. There's a number of different, there's a very popular and common baseline test called the impact test. And that's a computer-based neurocognitive test that is done in the school. That looks at a lot of memory components, visual memory, reaction time. The baselining that I do in addition to the impact test, I do a lot of eye movement-based evaluations. We look at balance, we look at eye-hand coordination, reaction time, and some of the higher order cognitive processing. And if I know how you respond before you get injured, so I know what normal is for you, that way if you do get injured and there's a disruption in function, I know how bad that disruption is and can kind of use that as a baseline or a benchmark to say, okay, you've gotten back up to normal where you were before you got injured. You're here again at the norm or where you were pre-injury, you're probably going to be cleared to and okay to go back to school and play. Without that, we don't know for certain if the decline in function is from an injury or if that's just who you are. So if I don't have a reliable baseline measurement, then I'm not going to have a reliable post-injury measurement to say, okay, you're clear to go back.
Okay. Now, who should get a baseline test? Just athletes, young kids, older kids, only college sports?
I think everybody should, but that's a little biased.
I like that. So you're thinking anybody and everyone should at some point have a baseline test done?
Absolutely. Especially in high schools or in the public school system now, the impact test is administered mainly to high schoolers. And so we're missing elementary school kids, we're missing the middle schoolers, and with so many kids playing sports earlier now, we're missing a big population. And not to mention, they're only doing the impact test in high school. They may do it as a freshman in their freshman year. Sometimes they'll do it, depending on the school, like 2 years later. But unfortunately, we don't know what happens with kids off the field and away from the field. So a lot of injuries will happen during practice. A lot of injuries will happen when they're home playing in the backyard. Mm-hmm. So if they're only being monitored during a game, but most of their life is outside of those 90 minutes on the field, there's a lot of other opportunity to miss.
So really, anybody should have a baseline, any child, not just athletes, because accidents can happen on the playground.
In gym class?
Gym class. Yeah, I know that one firsthand for sure. So if you've never had a baseline, you know, no matter how old you are, if you're dealing with kids that are 12 or maybe you yourself, you're 28 years old and you just play hockey for fun, have a baseline test done. How expensive is a baseline and how long does it take?
The baseline that we do takes about a half hour and it's $50 for the baseline. But again, we do a lot of the looking at the function of the visual system. When you look at the brain and the brain receiving 85% of all its information from the eyes. So if there's any disruption to the brain, we're going to see it in the eyes and the visual system, how the eyes work. Are you able to converge and look at things up close? The photosensitivity part. We look at eye-hand coordination, reaction times. And those are all things that are very sensitive to disruption. And by having that baseline, that's how we're able to determine how well you're performing before the injury. We also have other things like just playing out on the ice or in auto accidents. So we can do... the nice thing about the testing that we do is that as nice as it is to have a baseline, I also have a general sense of how you're going to perform if you have injury. So we can work a little bit backwards,
mm-hmm.
And kind of make some pretty big assumptions that, you know, you're an adult, you're a high-functioning adult, you should be able to do this. If you're not and we haven't a direct incident that happened, we can say that's probably from the injury and you probably have a concussion.
So tell us a little bit about some of the concussion rehab that you're able to do.
The the rehab, so there is rehab and things that we can do to treat the concussion. The old approach of a cocoon therapy, where you sit in a dark room for 2 weeks and you don't do anything, and you just rest and sleep as much as possible, is largely outdated, and some of the newer evidence suggests that that's actually doing more harm than good. The treatment should be done like within days of the injury. And some of the things that I recommend from the get-go is regular sleep, no naps. And that has to deal with how the circadian cycle and how we sleep, the sleep cycles work. The brain will only heal during deep sleep, and if you're taking naps, it kind of disrupts that sleep cycle. We recommend light exercise immediately. We got to get the blood flowing back to the brain. So sitting, doing nothing, you become stagnant. Especially with an athlete who they're trained, they want to go out and do stuff. So to have them sit is a very difficult thing for them to do. We also recommend dietary things, you know, avoiding your high sugars, anything that's inflammatory in nature. I'll recommend a gluten-free diet. And those are the immediate triage things. And then we will also do basically an eye exam, especially on people that haven't had their eyes done in a while. Oftentimes, just needing glasses will help alleviate a lot of the visual symptoms. And oftentimes, people don't even think to get their eyes done in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So they may need glasses, not know it. So if I can relax the visual system with glasses initially, then the brain's not straining just to see or just to read. The other thing that I do and have some great success with is different neurological tints. These are tints that we put into the glasses, and it helps relax the brain and it helps bring function back. And it's an immediate effect. We'll have people walk up and down hallways and watch how if they can walk straight or if their balance and gait is off because, you know, they're holding their hands out or they can't swing their arms in a normal gait. Put the glasses on with the blue tint, and they immediately start walking straight down the hallway.
Wow. I've seen some of those videos. It's profound.
It's pretty remarkable. It's cool.
It is. It is. We're here on Half Hour to Health. We're talking with Dr. Scott Kurchunas. We are talking concussions. It is National Brain Injury Awareness Month. If you are looking for help, you've suffered a concussion, or perhaps you've got an athlete, you're an athlete or a child that's an athlete and hasn't been keeping up to date on your baseline testing, give him a call. What's your website?
It is infocuseyecarenh.com.
Okay. And we do have to take a break, but we're going to be back. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the concussions that may have been happening at the Olympics and gosh, that Super Bowl, that was a messy one too. So stay tuned. We'll be right back here on Half Hour to Health.